Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. Tiger Woods was on the prowl, and we're going to talk to Ron Green Jr., senior writer, Global Golf Post, about Liv and Tiger at Southern Hills with a helicopter flying overhead. Was that even legal? Steve Williams, author and speaker, Golf, the Great Revealer. Dr. Brian Paxton's coming on, talking about knees, if you please. Claude Brousseau, PJ Master Professional, Director of Player Development for our game. Steve Pike on the business of golf. And Debbie Waitkus, co-tournament director, Marilyn Smith Tournament Golf for Cause founder, and co-founder of Marilyn Smith and Founders Legacy Tournament, and there is an auction, and it's all happening today. I think it's until the 7th we're going to find out, right after we thank the people who make this show possible.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors. MD Restoration, water, flood water, broken pipe cleanup, call 24/7. Licensed contractors too. Raynor Garage Doors, steel, aluminum, and wood. Ready to hang or custom made, sales and service. That's Raynor Doors. Aloha Power Equipment's new mega store is now open across from Costco Ibile. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment's Waipahu store and now in Ibile. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
All right, Debbie Waitkus, co-founder Marilyn Smith and Founders Legacy Tournament, the bringer into the clubhouse. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Danielle. Thank you so much for having me on to honor our good friend Marilyn.
Absolutely. Now, Debbie worked with Marilyn Smith, one of the 13 LPGA founders for 10 years, launching the Marilyn Smith and Founders Legacy Foundation to forward the spirit and the legacy of the LPGA founders and pioneers, including the Marilyn Smith Scholarship Fund, which since 1999 awarded $1 million to young women. $1 million?
More than 1 million now.
Wow.
And it seems, yeah, I know. And it seems like our work is even more important now as far as basically remembering and forwarding the legacies of the founders, with Shirley Sporks passing just a couple of weeks ago, which was a shocker.
Yes.
So, yeah. We always, Shirley was old, but we never expected the day that she died to be the day that she died. We just figured she'd be around forever, just pick up the phone and call her with a question, and she had an answer and then a learning tip.
Yes.
Well, she didn't stop until the end.
That was it. She was always there, always present, mentally always present. It was wonderful to listen to her. So raising money for that, yes, the fund, 199 women, more than that now, over $1 million awarded to those women, $5,000 a piece so they can further their education with golf in mind. Okay, so you've got a round with Sandra Gall for three at the Founders Club, a day with Bill Coore for four, the 2023 the Phoenix Open, the Waste Management Phoenix Open at the 16th hole Skybox. I love that because it's in the madness, but not. You've got your own box, right? So you're kind of watching everybody from your location. All of this is being auctioned. How long is the auction?
We actually, in true Marilyn style, we have two auctions going on. The auction you're talking about is going through the 5th of May. And I'll give you a URL for that. It is go.memberforaday.co/M M Smith. So go.memberforaday.co/M Smith.
Okay.
And those are some really unique, obviously, some very unique opportunities, some golf experiences and rounds at private clubs.
Absolutely. I mean, there's the French Lick Stay and Play for four, the Monterey Country Club foursome with Shirley Spork memorabilia. Now, what's the other one?
The other one is has experiences, it has golf, it has memorabilia, there are over 200 packages in that, and that one runs through May 7th, and I'll give you the URL for that. It's 32auctions, plural, 32auctions.com/MS, as in Marilyn Smith, MS Foundation 2022, so 2022, 32auctions.com/MS Foundation 2022.
Awesome. Okay. Where do I get the Daphne's head covers, the owl with the wearing a pearl necklace?
That's at the 32auctions.com. Yeah. And that's, you know, such a great gift, especially right now around Mother's Day.
Yes.
Just perfect for any female golfer in your life.
Yes, yes. I just want that. I love owls. So, and with pearls, how can I not want that? That's wonderful. And Daphne's head covers, they're always made so perfectly, so beautifully. So that's at 32auctions.com/MS Foundation 2022. And the packages, including the day with Bill Kaur for four, that's at go.memberforaday.co/M Smith. Wow. Two auctions, raising
perfect
money. And thank you. And the Sunday tea, when's that?
That's tomorrow. And we are so excited. Kathy Whitworth will be there, Susie Burning, and Sandra Palmer, and a slew of other women who will just be running around some of the pros. We have an amazing, amazing expo happening, and we are just so thrilled. We've got so many guests that will be there. The love will be in the room, per se, for Marilyn and the founders, and we just couldn't be happier just to welcome back her pro-am after a four-year hiatus. The Pro-Am starts the following day over at Longbow in Mesa with a senior event on Tuesday and Wednesday. And we've got all kinds of ladies playing in that, Pat Bradley and Rosie Jones and Pat Hurst. It just goes on. The list goes on and on. And these ladies are playing in the Pro-Am as well. So we're just so thrilled. Marilyn brings out the best in everybody.
Oh, Debbie Wakis, the co-founder of the Marilyn Smith and Founders Legacy Foundation, and all of these auctions, again, go.memberforaday.co/M Smith. That's where you can find the owl with the pearls.
The owl with the pearls is at 32 auctions.
Oh. I'm trying
You'll
to read
Bill Kaur at the member place.
Kaur, yes. Bill Kaur. My friend Ben Crenshaw said, you know, welcome to the show this morning. Bill Kaur.
Yes, he did.
Yes, Bill Kaur is the one. You can get a day with him with three of your friends at go.memberforaday. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And he will walk the course with you while you play, and he'll tell you why they put that patch of grass there and why they did this and why they did that. And you'll never see a golf course the same way again.
Isn't that marvelous? I love that.
Incredible.
Thank you. Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And I will definitely share this several times. The little conversation, it'll be a mini podcast.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
And hello from Dennis Cohn.
Oh, yes. Dennis. Shout out to Dennis. Thank you so much, Dennis. Aloha. We're coming back. We're going to talk about the business of golf with Steve Pike after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Evilay. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Evilay parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all.
Aloha.
Waipahu and now Evile.
Power equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Wait, wait, wait. The ships come in and you get the savings. Honda 21-inch push mowers are on super sale, $100 off at Aloha Power Equipment Superstore next to the Costco Evile gas station. Honda mowers just $4.99 with a free extended warranty. That's a $200 savings.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Steve Pike, owner, editor, Spike's Peaks, the art of travel, award-winning travel. He's a journalist. He's been, since, like, I shouldn't say what year. I don't want to date him. I mean, not that kind. But for Golf Week, Golf World, golf shop operations for the New York Times Magazine Group and Golf Digest, Steve Pike, multiple award-winning journalist and author. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hello, Danielle. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm blessed, thank you. Blessed. So, just happy to be here.
How was it teeing off in the Austrian Alps?
Excuse me. That was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun. A lot of downhill lies. Most of you going downhill.
I like that golf course. You start up high and you go down.
Exactly. One of them we played was at around 10,000 feet or 9,000 feet, and it's a lot of fun.
Did that ball go far?
The short irons go far. The drivers pretty much stay the same. The short irons, yes, they do go far.
So speaking of golf balls and short irons, Callaway and Top Golf had their Investors Day. On the day this week, of course, when Wall Street took a tumble, everybody, guys, get out of the frenzy. You know, it's called profit-taking. You know, it goes up, so 35, and then all of a sudden people go, yeah, let's go in and make some money, pull it out, and then the next day it bounces back. But on that day, Steve, for Callaway and Top Golf, it wasn't a good day for profit-taking, was it?
No, they quote the old line in Airplane, they picked the wrong day to stop sniffing glue. Wall Street, I think, is still trying to get its arms around the Top Flight acquisition by Callaway Golf and exactly what that means to the overall Callaway business in terms of more the bottom line than the top line and the debt that Callaway has incurred with Top Golf. And Top Golf, while it's been around a lot of time, a long time, or seemingly a long time for you and I and people maybe in the industry, by Wall Street standards, it hasn't been around that long, and it's still a new company, so it's still trying to figure out what it is and what it means in the overall business scheme.
Right, and Top Golf, the buzz has always kind of been fueled by the latest Top Golf opening, right? But in the last 3 years or so, it's been difficult to do that with the cost of building materials. The kind of buzz is difficult to muster without that kind of, we're growing, we're growing, we're growing.
you're growing. You're also accumulating debt as you're growing because you don't own the land to most of the venues that you're putting Top Golf in. Somebody else does. So it's not a strict real estate play, which would probably make Top Golf even more valuable. And these things cost, like you said, millions of dollars to build. And while they are, while they bring in a lot of money and they're popular, when you look at them and they're sold out in their bays a lot and all of that, all of those kinds of things, they still have a lot of debt behind them.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. But with, as you said, the bays are full, the pandemic has been quite good for the game because it takes us outdoors where things are safer, right? So with all the equipment that's being sold, I'm imagining the equipment is industry. How's that doing now?
We'll see. We'll see a little bit more in May, and then we'll probably within the next 2 weeks when the Callaway numbers and the Acushnet numbers, Acushnet owns Titleist and FootJoy. When those numbers are out, I think Callaway's are out May 10th, and Acushnet's will probably be out sometime in that same time frame. So I think the first quarter numbers will be okay because that's really based a lot on what was pushed through the market late fourth quarter and early into the first quarter of this year. I suspect that once... once the second quarter rolls around, everything will start to slow down a little bit just because, one, everyone will have everything they need.
Right.
And the second quarter is generally the hottest quarter, but I think probably this quarter, the first quarter might be, and we still don't really know much about the impact of supply chain challenges on some of these companies, whether it's an equipment company or whether it's just an equipment manufacturer or a ball manufacturer. It's interesting, however, that that Acushnet did not introduce any new drivers or irons in the first quarter or the first quarter of 2022, which would sort of lead one to believe that they are hedging their bets against the supply chain challenges that are out there.
Yeah, well, when you talk about supply chain, that's not just delivery. I think that's also metal. Different metals are more difficult to come by?
Different metals are difficult to come by. Last year at this time, there was a lot of problems getting grips.
Did you say grips?
Grips. And this year, as I understand it, talking to people, there's been a challenge in getting steel shafts.
There you go. Yeah, so, you know, it's delivery, ships sitting offshore, whatever it is, a lack of people to unload or load or doing whatever they've got to do, and then it's materials. So
exactly. Yeah, nothing happens in a vacuum. You go from one to the other to the other, and a lot of the stuff, like you said, sits offshore. And as much as you and I and others in the industry would like to think that you're first in line when the stuff comes on shore, like one of the heads of an equipment company told me not long ago, it's like we'd like to think that, but when push comes to shove, General Motors is first in line.
They probably have their own ship.
Well, yes, more than one, yes. Yeah. But I think we'll see, though. I think sales will probably still be good. I think, but you need to judge them against 2019 and 2020 numbers. Probably more like 2019 because 2021 it set such a high bar that you can't keep reaching that bar. You can't keep setting records.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of like a professional football team or professional baseball team that when you set a record attendance and the next year you don't hit that attendance, you had a bad year. No, it's just that you can't keep hitting that bar every year.
Exactly. Expectations, right? Expectations.
Exactly.
We might want to talk about someone coming up. But first, Pinehurst. Pinehurst is hosting the U.S. Women's Open the first week in June. It seems like it's like it's around the corner. It's tomorrow almost.
It's finally here.
Yes.
It's finally here. And Pine Needles, where they host it, where the legendary Peggy Kirkbell, who I got to meet a few times back in the day at her course and at her family's resort there. That course there is might be my second favorite course in Pinehurst next to Pinehurst number 2. If you want to see what Pinehurst number 2 looks like, sometimes with water and a little bit more pleasing to the eyes for people who don't understand golf course design, Pine Needles is the choice. It's a great Donald Ross course.
Donald Ross. You say Donald Ross, I want to go.
exactly. Everybody wants to go play Donald Ross courses, and there's a lot of them there, and there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them in. Well, I shouldn't say a lot, but there's several in Florida and all up and down the East Coast.
Okay, so let's say I'm going, and where would you suggest? What is a nice little pub? You know, like someplace.
A nice little pub, I would say, the Pine Crest Inn.
The Pine Crest. Inn. Okay.
Which, speaking of Donald Ross, at one time was owned by Donald Ross.
Wow. Wow.
The Pinecrest Inn is it's got a living room as sort of a lobby and a bar area, or as a lobby area. And then right to the right is the bar. And in that living room area, lobby area, you have a fireplace where people like from Arnold Palmer to Payne Stewart and all would come and they would chip balls into that fireplace.
And no kidding.
The bar, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's great. I just said no kidding. I mean, seriously, indoors, chipping into the fireplace.
Yes, yes. And the bar is called Mr. B's. And this dates me and probably other people of my back in the day, you know.
Sure.
Mr. B's is named after a bartender there named Bill Jones, who was quite the character himself and one of Payne Stewart's best friends. He died of cancer quite young, probably 20-some-odd years ago now, but he was one of the most popular people and one of the great characters at Pinehurst.
Wow. Okay. We're just going to leave it there. I'm just so thrilled. Pinehurst Inn. You know, now I'm
Pinecrest Inn. Pinecrest.
Excuse me. In fact, I wrote down Pinecrest, and I want to remember that forever, and it's on my bucket list now. Okay.
Yes, owned by Donald Ross.
Yeah. Yes, yes. It's because it was owned by Donald Ross. I want to go there, and because
yes, and of course, when you play number 2, as you walk the fairway to number 2, if you look over to your left off the fairway, is Donald Ross's house.
Oh, charming. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Steve Pike, you are a wealth of information. I appreciate you being on the show. Owner, editor, Spikes Peaks, The Art of Travel, award-winning travel. Where do we, award-winning travel writer, where do we find you? I mean, what is your website?
I can be found at www.myspiketravel.com.
Great.
And on hotelinteractive.com, I just wrote a piece that posted yesterday on the popularity of pickleball at resorts and golf resorts.
Yes. You know, Mary B. Porter King has become a pickleball fanatic. Mary B. Porter King, you know, I mean, she loves pickleball. She's probably going right now, about 7:00 in the morning.
And eSouthernGolf.com, NewEnglandGolf.com.
Wow. Oh, you're everywhere. Goodness. Well,
I try to be, yeah.
Yeah, well, you're going to send me a whole list of where you, and then I'll be able to post that when I share this as a mini pod. Okay? Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
you. Steve
Talk
Pike.
Talk to you soon, Danielle.
Yeah, aloha. And we're going to come back. We're going to get our game on with Claude Brousseau, PGA Master. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home?
Call MD Restoration, 24/7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Evilay. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Evilay parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all. Aloha. Waipahu and now Evilay. Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
You know what? Our ship came in, and you are going to get the savings. Honda 21-inch push mowers are on super sale. That is $100 off at Aloha Power Equipment's super store next to the Costco Evilay gas station. Honda mowers, just $4.99, plus that free extended warranty with that $100 off. That's a $200 savings. Honda generators, blowers, weed whackers, riding and robotic mowers, and all the supplies you need. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Claude Rousseau, PGA Master Director of Player Development, Wailea Golf Academy, of course, at Wailea Golf Club on Maui. Golf Channel Academy lead coach, ranked number one teacher in the state of Hawaii by Golf Digest list of best teachers 2022-2023. And that was the second time in a row. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Danielle. Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's an honor and a privilege.
Oh, well, it's always wonderful talking to you because we learn so much about the game and what we can do to make it a little bit easier, if that's possible. the reality of golf, you know, we watch golf on television, whether it's LPGA or PGA. A lot of guys put themselves up against those stats that the PGA Tour players kind of perform at. As you pointed out, the top nine players, their scoring average through the Zurich Classic was 69. Seriously.
Correct, Danielle.
Wow.
So, seriously. When we watch golf on TV, they just show you the best player that perform at their top that week. And then I always like to share with you listeners and people who come here at the Wailea Golf Academy that the reality of golf is not that. Out of 144 players in average field, you know, for the LPGA or the PGA, on TV you just see the best of the best that week.
Right.
You don't see the people missing the cut, and we need to help the players to understand that if the scoring average is 69 on the PGA Tour, as an example, we need to have realistic expectation. That's why I call that reality of golf.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, you can't go to the golf course and say, I'm not doing what those guys are doing. My score is so terrible. First of all, expectations, you put that much pressure on yourself, it's not going to be a lot of fun. But, you know, when you can help somebody with their game, what do you do to say, okay, we're not going to shoot a 69, maybe you will, but, you know, not all the time. How do you help somebody achieve their best?
But basically, I help them to recognize first what they do well. Let's say, as an example, every time they do a shot, I will ask them at least find one good thing out of that shot and build on that. Most of the people, they want to know what they do wrong, but I said, this is what you're doing wrong. Meaning, you look at this from the wrong end of the issue. You need to know what you did when you did the good shot first, so you can repeat it or have it more on demand. Then what I will say as well is, okay, here's the reality. Let's say if we just take a percentage of birdie or better made for the tour players from 125 yards, from 125 to 150 yards, the probability of make a birdie is 18%. So let's call that 20. So every time they have a shot from 125 to 150, they make only one birdie out of five of those shots.
Right, right.
So I think helping the regular golfer, I call them, to understand those is, I joke with them and say, at that 150 yards, you hit the green, celebrate.
It's true. It's true. And sometimes you hear on television, a commentator will say, well, so-and-so doesn't have that long of a game, but he makes up for it on the green, the putting green. So,
yes.
You know, you can also do that with your students, I imagine, pointing out that their putting is exceptional or good. So, you know, take advantage of that.
Correct, correct. And then on the line of how you ask how I can help people, I say, okay, focus on your short game. Focus when you go in practice, let's say, just focus on your 30, 40, 50-yard shots or then 15 yards from the green, because that's where you can avoid the big numbers.
Wow. That, you know, exactly.
Give themselves a say, okay, let's make it also more like you play. Just around the green, let's say, nine balls, no princess lie, I call that. You cannot put it up on the grass. You just throw it behind you. You get, I call that your three amigos, your three wedges, let's say, and your putter. And then you go at one hole at the time, and you keep your score. So that will put in line your skill level to your expectation when you go on the golf course. The goal for most of the people, it will be making, let's say, three shots from there. But if you, on your practice time, when you do that, if you make five shots, guess what? On the golf course, you won't do better than that.
And that's a point you made in your notes to me. The balance is a key ingredient for your golf swing. You know, every time you go to the practice facility, you should do certain things.
Like, correct, Danielle.
Tell us
correct,
about
Danielle,
this.
Because just before you go and play, let's say, you should, it's too late to try to transform your swing. You have to perform with the swing you have that day. However, what you can do is, okay, balance is so important in a golf swing for anybody who plays the game. So I suggest, okay, go either at your practice facility when you train and start with balance. So how you can do that, just use an 8 or 7 iron, put the ball on the tee, and then, let's say, do a few swings, feet together.
Okay.
And hold your finish for 3 to 5 seconds. And the measure of success, that's the key message here, is not where the ball goes. Is are you aware if you were in balance or not, or are you able to keep your balance?
And that would be a challenge with your feet kept right together. Yeah.
Yes, but they may be surprised how well they will strike the ball, because the focus now is not how hard or how far you hit the ball. The quality of contact will improve, and then I do it all the time here with people, and then they say, wow, maybe I should start to play feet together.
And what do you say?
Then I say, hey, why not? Especially when you spread it all over the course, but at least I would say do a practice swing, feet together, because your operating system, I call that, and your senses, you will feel how well that swing felt, the sequence was better. So if you want to challenge yourself a little bit more, do, you know, few swing with your weight on your leading leg only. You can have the trailing leg just on the toe to keep you in balance. And again, just swing and evaluate, are you in balance or not? Because balance is important on every shot.
Yeah, absolutely. This is really good information. I like what you said about when you have to keep your feet together, you're focused more on that, so you're not so weirded out about keeping your eye on the ball.
Correct. And also, when you do that, what happened, Danielle, is your mindset shift from trying to hit that ball hard or far versus making a solid contact with the ball. Now, the next level, because some of your listeners will attain this pretty good, measure of success on balance, I say, okay, now let's do it ice close.
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, and with the
if
ice close, I've heard...
If they were spending more time on awareness of their body in the space versus when they come, they see a pole up there or a flag, first question, Claude, how far is that flag? My next question to them is, why you want to know that? Of course, they say, I want to know how far I hit the ball. I say, Mr. or Mrs. Golfer, that pole over there, when the ball hit the ground out there, would you be able to tell me if the ball hit 6 yards short of the pole or 8 past the pole? They say, no, Claude, I cannot tell you that. But I say, why are you wasting your time on that?
Period.
But meaning we need to help golfer, and then I will say, okay, let's say it's 150 yards. And then they make contact, different contact every time. I say, Mr. or Mrs. Golfer, I just guarantee you that if you cannot hit the middle of the club face 3 times in a row, I guarantee you, you will have 3 different distance out there.
Yeah. Yeah. And how many of us average golfers, recreational golfers, can hit the club face 3 times in a row? Now, and therein lies the rub. And I want to ask you this. Let's say I'm keeping my eyes on the ball, and as I go back with my club and I come down into the, I realize afterwards that I did not keep my eye on the ball. So how in the world was I going to come in contact with it, I think?
Okay.
Tell me.
Okay, this is a very good question, Danielle. And it depends on the golfer. So looking at the ball, some golfer needs to look at a very specific point. Let's say on the inner quadrant of the ball from the swing path or the target line. They perform well when they do that. Some just kind of a look at a very specific dimple. Another one, like people ask Claude, how do you look at the ball? I say, I see the ball. I don't look at it. I'm aware that there is a white thing or yellow or, you know, pink thing down there, but I'm not focused on necessarily one specific. So the golfer has to experience which one of those options she will perform better with. Now that I've said that, I will say I taught blind people and they hit the ball.
Exactly.
So I think it's an overrated thing that wanted to keep your head down first. That's the worst advice you can receive. You want to watch the ball. So that means that after the club contact the ball, your eyes are follow the ball. Would you like to see your good shot, Danielle?
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course. Yes.
So don't keep your head down.
No, but I find that I, for some reason, don't stay on the ball through contact. It's almost as an anticipation. You know, where's the ball going to go before I've even hit it?
Yes, yes. If this is an issue in the swing, of course, the golfer, like in your case, because you share that with us, I will say, okay, let's stay focused more, you know, a little bit longer on the striking zone. But when people say, I want to see the club touching the ball, I say, do you know how long the impact is in golf? 4/10,000 of a second. Sorry, the human eyes cannot see something that moves so fast.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, and then I will give example like Annika, I mean, one of the best player ever.
Right.
I mean, her head was not down. David Duval was number one in the world. I can give example that you want to look at the ball and watch the ball. But the main reason people don't necessarily make a, when they top it, it has nothing to do with the golfer head. It's the club head that comes up.
Ah, yes, yes. I will always think that that's one, you know, kind of insane, the same thing, because as you're, you know, coming, your head's coming up before you've come in contact with the ball, your shoulders are sort of doing the same thing. Everything is standing up. You know, I got to ask you, there's this remote virtual coaching, because you're on Maui, right?
Yes.
You're at the beautiful, goodness gracious, you have the best office in the world.
And I do.
But not all of us can be there. So is there any way to do virtual coaching?
Yes, there is a great app from V1 Sports. You can download it on your phone, and then with that, you can take a down-the-line view, and then a face-on view, and then you send me your video, and then I analyze it. I have a player on Oahu. His name is Nick. I've been coaching him since 2017. And then just last week, he communicated with me again, and then he says, okay, could you look at my swing? So this is a way that I can provide for anybody around the world that don't have the opportunity to come and experience life lesson with me, so they can use V1 app and then send their video, and then I will, you know, suggest some exercise to do, some drills, and this way they can improve, and I call that remote coaching.
Great. Okay. So you sent me this link, and it's V1, like V, like Victor, V1Sports.com /athletes/V1-golf-app. With a slash after that. Now, I understand this V1 Sports is backed by Black Cat Ventures, the golf technology started by Michael Jordan.
Ooh, you know more than me about that.
Yes,
I was not aware of that.
No, but I was told that you're one of their best ambassadors.
Correct. I am an ambassador for them. I've been using V1, you know, software for over 15 years. It's easy to use. It's very compelling when you can see yourself. You know, you can even put yourself against yourself and just see the adjustment. You can play in slow motion. And then with the free app, there is a free app. You just go on Apple Store, let's say, and you put V1 Golf, and then boom, it will appear. You have also access to some professional model swing. There is a library there, so you can look at that. So it's visual, because the reality of golf as well, Danielle, is what you feel is seldom real. So
I
when
like
you see
you
yourself,
these, yes,
and then
yes.
I joke with people and say, yes, you know, that lady with the pink shirt here, this is you. You doing that.
Can't be.
So let's give you a new model, you.
Yeah.
The best model is you, in fact. So when I do a before and after with yourself, Danielle, it's more compelling for your brain and your sensorial system to say, oh, my God. Oh, no, I understand why I'm feeling my arms coming this way.
Yes.
Or when we suggest adjustment in the swing, it is so drastically different. But when you show them before and after, they buy more into it, even if it feels so uncomfortable at the beginning because it's so strange. But I always share with them, okay, strange is good.
Strange is good. And that's why you don't stay down on the ball and you're not coming in contact. And look at who is that person. Don't they know anything? Yes, that's me. I don't know nothing. Claude Brousseau knows a lot. PGA Master, Director of Player Development, Wailea Golf Academy. And you can be in touch with him. V1 Sports. Okay, we gave you that long... You can Google it, V1 Sports. It's amazing what Google can do as long as kids don't do their homework with it. Okay, Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, thank you for being on the show inside the clubhouse, and we'll share this segment as well as a mini pod. Thank you.
Mahalo. Thank
Aloha.
You.
Coming back with Dr. Brian Paxton. We're going to talk about knees. Uh-huh. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is your golf club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home where the Grand Slam lives. Need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Ivilei. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Ivilei parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all.
Aloha.
Waipahu and now Ivilei.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Yeah, we've got some really good deals going on, too, because the Honda 21-inch push mowers are on super sale. That's $100 off at Aloha Power Equipment's Superstore next to Costco Ivilei gas station. Honda mowers are just $4.99 with a free extended warranty. That's a $200 savings. Honda generators, blowers, weed whackers, riding robotic mowers, and all the supplies you need. That's Aloha Power Equipment.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Whatever your trade, you need more customers. Filling your restaurants, buying your cars, renovating high-rises, using your realty company, buying insurance from you, putting air conditioning in their offices. You need customers. Get them by advertising on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. We have great quality listeners like yourself with ad packages that start at just a few hundred dollars. Call Rick at 808-220-1000 or email him rick@radiogolfclub.com. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com. Our listeners are consumers too.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Dr. Brian Paxton, PT, DPT, physical therapist, manual spine therapist, and owner of Restoration Spine and Sport. He has clients, professionals around the country who seek out his expertise optimizing spine function for the golf swing. He's had a really awesome opportunity, 2-year-long training and mentorship in the Dutch philosophy of manual therapy under Tom Burrs, physical therapist. He's been with a number of PGA Tour players, Burrs, that is, Tom, as well as Dr. Brian Paxton. Let's bring him into the clubhouse. Hey, Tom, make that Brian. Welcome in.
Hey, Danielle, how are you doing? It's great to be on the show again.
It's great to have you. We talk about the spine. We talk about the hands and, you know, thinking of DeChambeau and the knees. Don't get talked about all that much, although Tiger Woods had his issues with knees, and they certainly are a key part of everything. So let's talk knees. I was looking at the video that you've put together with a PGA Tour rookie, Vince Covello. Tell us about Vince.
Yeah, so Vince came to see me. He had been struggling with a back issue, and he's doing really well now, and hoping to get back out there on the tour early next year. And he was a pretty typical golfer with low back issues, with what we call the facet joint dysfunction, meaning that the facet joints didn't have the normal motion. So as you compensate for the lack of motion in the joints, you can begin to experience a wide array of symptoms. The root cause being that lack of motion of those joints causing the compensatory movement patterns in the golf swing.
So and that's probably in the process of compensating, you're probably causing other problems in other parts of your body. At least it seem to be that way.
100%. You know, second to the low back, Danielle, the knee is the most commonly injured area in golfers.
And how does it happen? How do we hurt our knees?
Well, we have a lot of compressive and rotational forces that go through the knee in the golf swing. So if you are lacking motion at the hip, normal motion at the hip, ankle, if your pelvis is in a certain orientation or position, that can end up driving a lot of stress at the knee and lead to injury.
Okay, so that's one thing that Vince was talking about. He said you taught him how to use his pelvis differently, creating space between the rib cage and the pelvis area. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, sure can. Yeah, in regards to the pelvis, so we're going to take it even further back to the lumbar spine. So if you have dysfunction in the lumbar facet joints, and those joints at the very bottom of the lumbar spine can't flex and bend, then it will promote what we call an anterior orientation of the pelvis on that same side that you have the stiffness in the lumbar facet joint. So as the pelvis dumps forward, you can think of the pelvis as a bowl spilling water out of the front, you begin to lose relative motion at the hip joint. So the hip loses the ability to rotate in one or both directions. And when that happens, you will have forces, rotational forces and compressive forces that are then focalized more so at the knee, because you cannot distribute those forces throughout the joints of the body. So we have to really, you know, take things up and down the kinetic chain to try to find the root cause of what may be driving. We don't want to just chase the symptoms. We want to get to the root of the problem.
Interesting. Symptoms may not necessarily be where the problem is. It could be something else, because you're compensating, trying to achieve something that you can't do. So is that how the knee then gets hurt?
Yeah, that's very often the case. The medial meniscus of the right knee is most common injury in the golf population. So if your pelvis is dumped forward into that anterior orientation, you typically lose the ability to create an internal rotation force at the hip joint. That's how we drive pressure into the ground and create movement. So if we lose the ability to do it at the proximal hip, a lot of times what will happen is we'll compensate and we'll start recruiting musculature that drives more of a twist at the distal portion of the knee. And that drives the knee into what we call a screw home mechanism, which then can put excessive stress on that medial meniscus.
you know, when you were talking, there was a lot of words, but I felt it. I completely, and speaking of feeling it, when you talk about manual therapy, I saw just a brief moment where you're touching, doing something with the knee. What is that? If you don't mind sharing.
Yes, no, I don't mind a bit. So, you know, in that example with the distal twist of the knee, we can go in and actually promote an untwisting of the knee. We'll get on the tibia, which is the main bone in the lower leg, and then the femur, which is your thigh bone, and we can promote motion of rotation where we're basically derotating those joints when they tend to go into that what we call screw home mechanism, which essentially promotes it limits the amount of bending of the knee. So it can promote stress on that medial meniscus. So it does boil down to really simplify it. You know, we can go into the in-depth terminology and biomechanics, but it's compensations for lack of motion in the body that will end up causing focal stresses on tissues that cause pain and injury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tissues. Because in addition, you know, the soft tissues are also being impacted, not just, you know, the bones. So you really have a lot of things that you need to work with. And just because I'm curious, when you said you were with Vince Covello, the PGA Tour rookie you work with, you said I'm heavy on the heels, inside the heel, as he was doing this incredible knee bend down,
yeah.
Right? Was that part of trying to eliminate the pain in the knee?
Well, he had a recent strain of the knee. I've been seeing him primarily for the lower back issue that he had. But it definitely can drive knee dysfunction. So if you're weight bearing more towards the outside of your foot, then that will cause a lot of compensation at the knee joint. So depending on the individual and the structure of their foot, the posture of their pelvis, we will typically cue either loading through the medial heel more, through the center of the heel, or maybe even sometimes a little bit the lateral heel, depending on the exercise and what we're trying to promote. So in his case, his tendency in the backswing was to roll towards the outside of the foot. So he wanted to promote, you know, a little more contact at the medial heel to drive proper rotation up through the knee and through the hip.
How important are the toes in all of this?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, extremely important. Most important being the big toe, specifically the first metatarsal head, which would be the knuckle of your big toe. So if you lose contact, and a lot of golfers do, Danielle, of the knuckle of the big toe in the backswing, just a whole chain of compensations will ensue from there. So it's real important to look at the position of the foot, the arches of the foot, the toe position, and address those as well. And that can cause problems all the way up the kinetic chain into the lower back if you have dysfunction of, you know, the arches, the ankle, the toe position. All of those play a role in how we load the hip and then how we position the pelvis and the lumbar spine.
Wow. We are such an incredible mechanism, our body.
We are very complex human beings, and you know, we have to take that complexity into account when we're looking at injury, and we have to really we're like detectives as physical therapists. We have to really look at the key dominoes that are causing, you know, all the other dominoes to fall and they cause injury.
Wow. Dr. Brian Paxton, PT, DPT, I know that you're a physical therapist, manual spine therapist, you couldn't do anything manually. Do you ever do long-distance consultations?
I do. I have clients that, you know, for whatever reason, can't get in to see me. Ultimately, I do like for them to come out for an in-person assessment and manual therapy. There are times where they may come out for one session and then we'll follow up via a Zoom session. But I do have clients that just would like me to build them an exercise program that's not going to, you know, promote these compensations, because a lot of the exercise programs that are out there that you can find on YouTube are very generalized, and a lot of times they're creating compression in the body and locking down joint motions that we should have available, and they can be detrimental. So I do consultations over Zoom and can help, you know, golfers around the world, you know, build a program that is, you know, based off of, you know, their movement pattern compensations, which I can have them do tests, lunge patterns, squat patterns, toe touches, and we can, you know, devise a program that's individualized for them.
Excellent. How do they get in touch with you? How do I get in touch with you?
The best way to find me is on LinkedIn. That's where I'm most active. So if you just look up Dr. Brian Paxton or Restoration Spine and Sport on LinkedIn, my number is listed. You can give me a call, shoot me a text, send me a message on LinkedIn, whatever is easiest, and I'll be back in touch. And, you know, we can get a Zoom session scheduled, or if someone wants to come in to the clinic and get the hands-on treatment, they can schedule that as well.
Awesome. Brian, so good talking with you again, and I look forward to our next conversation.
Fantastic. Thanks again, Danielle, for having me.
Thank you. Aloha. We're going to come back. Steve Williams, or we're going to talk a little bit about the mental game. The mental game. There's so many facets to this game, yeah? After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club tip number 72. Don't throw your club over the fence. It slows down play. We'll be right back with Danielle Tucker in a few moments. Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
I can't believe it's almost Mother's Day. I mean, it's almost Mother's Day already. How did this year? Yeah, we say that all the time, right? But we've got something wonderful for Mother's Day. Poipu Bay gift certificates for the 9th caller. That's right. The number is 808-545-1111. So simple. 808-545-1111. 9th caller. You're going to get a Poipu Bay gift certificate for Mother's Day.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me? Let's go. Come on.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
K-O-R-L, Y-N-I, Honolulu.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Steve Williams is the owner of the Texas Golf Academy. He's an author. Golf, the Great Revealer is his book. Welcome into the clubhouse, Steve.
Thank you, Danielle. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Awesome. You know, the golf, the Great Revealer. I love how it reads, because the game is physical, of course. But the mental game is the real challenge, where you really get a peek inside yourself, wouldn't you say?
Why I created the name Golf the Great Revealer is because, you know, Danielle, I get people asking me a lot of times, why did you write the book? Well, I see golfers always cycling through the same struggles day after day, month after month, without profiting from their struggles, and that doesn't have to be. And what a touring pro does, because they have to make their living playing golf, they better be doing things correctly. And so they glean as much information as they can from every situation they're in. And when a golfer's out there getting frustrated, their sensitivity, their senses are dulled. Instead of being able to process information, they replace investigation with frustration. So then they're not profiting from their mistakes. And so every time someone plays a round of golf, there's a tremendous amount of information available. You have to remain alert enough to be able to take that information, process it, and you do all that through what I call a post-round analysis. After your round is finished, you go back through the round. Where did I make my mistakes? Where can I do such and such better? How can I have a better thought pattern to create better scoring situations? So everything you do in playing golf is going to be revealing information. You have to remain alert to get that information.
I love it. Yes, you have, instead of going into your emotions, which of course doesn't allow your brain to participate, you become a victim of yourself.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. But it's hard. I mean, it's hard. Do you have any, in your book, do you talk about how to, like, learn to become more mentally aware and settle that stuff down?
Yes, that's one of the things that a touring pro does on every single shot, but very few amateurs do it, and that's a pre-shot routine. So whenever a golfer doesn't go through, if they don't have a pre-shot routine, they're much more subject to fall victim to the pressure they're under. And golfers always wonder, how do pros play so good under pressure? Well, they choke just like the rest of us, but they have a system, that pre-shot routine, that separates them from the pressure of the moment. And if you can imagine it like this, most golfers, when they're standing over a shot, they're not convinced they have the yardage right. They're not convinced they have the right club. They're not quite sure what the wind is doing. And then because of those things, they never reach full commitment to what they want to do. And when you don't have full commitment, you're going to be distracted. When you're distracted, you're going to make a not optimal golf swing. Well, the pros know they cannot afford to do that, so they have to reach full commitment by going through the pre-shot routine. And if they go through the pre-shot routine, by the time they're getting ready to make their swing, they are totally convinced in their mind, I've done everything correct, I'm ready to hit the shot, my mind is clear, I know I've selected the right club, now I'm going to go with it. Now, the part of the magic in that, Danielle, is that even if they are half a club off, still, by having the full commitment, they're going to make the best swing they can make. They're not going to make a faulty golf swing that's going to give them a faulty result, because they're committed. They're sure in their mind. And if they're half a club off, they'll come up half a club off in their distance. But that's the only way to make that best swing. Now, if you can imagine it like this, we often think about, all of us who love golf, it's great to get a child started in golf. Well, it is. I love getting children started in golf, but if they're not taught at the start that you have to take responsibility for your mistakes, for your failures, then they're, instead of taking responsibility, it's in their nature. They're going to either blame it on another player in the group, or they're going to blame it on bad luck, and they'll be tearful at the end of their round. And that happens to the majority of junior golfers who don't play a good round. They're tearful. They're emotional. And whenever that happens, they're not able to go through the information that was presented, and then from there, chart a course to better improvement with their coach or whatever. So children have to be taught that it's their responsibility to take responsibility for their mistakes, and then if they do that, they set themselves on this path to learn to love golf, and that's what we're all trying to. All of us teachers, we'd love to help children as much as we can, but we can only go as fast as the child has this love and desire to improve. Because if you push it harder than that, you're going to risk that child ending up hating the game. And so these are all the things that we can do to help ourselves, children, adults alike, to enjoy the game much better when we profit from our mistakes and we sense that we're making improvement.
I love this. Okay, Steve Williams, the Texas Golf Academy. He's the author of Golf, the Great Revealer. Now, there are questions. You're going to have to come back on the show, okay? Because
I'd love to.
Okay, good. Because there are questions that I want answered. The number one reason golfers don't improve, okay? Listen to this one. I love this. Okay. The number one thing any golfer hoping to become world class must know. Socrates knew 2,500 years ago because he was wise. Heavens to Betsy, how did Socrates get in here? I've got to find out. Okay, and then why high school boys are the slowest group to learn from their mistakes? You know, every parent wants to know the answer to that question. So Steve Williams, you're coming back. The name of his book is Golf, the Great Revealer. Thank you for being on the show.
My pleasure, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Aloha. Next, Ron Green is going to talk to us about something that I'm still perplexed about. It's Phil Mickelson, Live Golf, and all this stuff that's going on. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Our ship has come in, and you get the savings. Honda 21-inch push mowers are on super sale, $100 off at Aloha Power Equipment's Superstore next to the Costco Evile gas station. Honda mowers, just $499 with a free extended warranty. That is a $200 savings. And there are the Honda generators and the blowers and the weed whackers, riding and robotic mowers, and all the supplies you need. It's Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, and Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Whatever your trade, you need more customers. Filling your restaurants, buying your cars, renovating high-rises, using your realty company, buying insurance from you, putting air conditioning in their offices. You need customers. Get them by advertising on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. We have great quality listeners like yourself with ad packages that start at just a few $100s. Call Rick at 808-220-1000 or email him, rick@radiogolfclub.com. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com. Our listeners are consumers too.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to The Golf Club.
Ron Green Jr., award-winning golf journalist, 6 first-place awards from Golf Writers Association of America, and that's a tough audience there. PGA Tour correspondent, senior writer for Global Golf Post. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
Hello, Danielle. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful morning. We're on the verge of May Day. So, I want, before we talk about all the stuff, you know, the Phil Mickelson and all the stuff, Tiger Woods shows up at Southern Hills, flies over, you know, his own jet, walks the course. There's helicopters buzzing. Nobody knows he's coming. But, you know, the word gets out. No one was supposed to talk about it. What are your thoughts about Tiger playing the PGA Championship at Southern Hills?
Well, my sense is he's playing now, barring a setback. That I don't think he went all the way to Tulsa just, you know, to remind himself of what it was like when he won that PGA Championship there. I mean, maybe bringing back some memories to all those good ones. But it sounds like he's going to play and give it a try. And, I think he wanted to find out after Augusta how he reacted to all that, because you could sort of see the gas run out a little bit toward the end of the Masters there and the walking and everything, and he was really struggling toward the end going up some of those hills. But, I mean, it was just, you know, pretty such a commendable thing he did to be able to just get there and play that. And he's excited about these things. And I think, if he can handle it, and it sounds like he probably can, he's going to give it another try. You know, not the first person to say this, but he's made such a point of how much he wants to play the Open Championship at the Old Course in July that I think anything that might jeopardize that would be like the big red flag. But I trust him to know what he can do, and it sounds like he thinks he can do this at Southern Hills. So that just adds another cool element to it.
Yeah, the director of golf, Banks Cosby, the Golf Oklahoma. He was talking with them, and the quote out of their conversation, everything is so smooth with him now. His rhythm is great. He hit it straight and plenty far. He pitched and putted it great. I know guys can hit it past him now, but watching him work was amazing. He's so meticulous, detailed, and immersed in what he's doing. I think he can contend. He goes, he's like Michael Jordan late in his career, playing defense and hitting jump shots. That's really, someone said he did look kind of tired at the very end and limped a little bit, but it wasn't, I don't imagine, much different at Augusta, was it?
No, I mean, we saw how well he played early in the Masters, and yeah, I mean, he's admitted, and it's hard for him to admit that his expectations have to be sort of recalibrated right now from what they have been at the prime of his career. But, you know, he's not going to go out there if he doesn't think he can be competitive. And I think Augusta probably reinforced a lot of things he felt very positive about and, you know, revealed some other things he probably knew he had to work on. And so I think, you know, it's an ongoing process. And based on the comment Jack Nicklaus said from the Champions Dinner that Tiger told him, you know, when his doctor said he was going to hurt if he played this year and he's going to hurt if he plays next year, he said, well, if I'm going to hurt either way, I might as well go. So I think he's sort of at that mindset. And we know how Tiger can tolerate pain, too.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You're going to hurt no matter what. This is not going to just heal and go away because things were seriously damaged. You know, tolerating pain, that is something. And I was wondering, did it occur to you, Ron, when you heard there was a helicopter flying overhead, and then you saw the video, I'm sure, it seemed they were so close. I know there's cameras that can do that. It just seems so dangerous.
Yeah, I don't know how they work with the camera and all that, but, you know, it speaks to, somebody said, well, that shows you Tulsa. You know, maybe if it's in New York City, nobody would have bothered to send the helicopter up and watch all that, But he still, it just goes back to the fact that he's Tiger. Nobody else generates the attention, the excitement that Tiger does. And even now, I mean, he's, 46 years old. He's in a different place in his life and in his career. But, I mean, he's still Tiger. And, I mean, in the same way, you know, I live here in Charlotte where Michael Jordan owns the NBA team. And, you know, you see Michael still. It's just a flurry of, you know, just, you know, not what it was when he was with the Bulls, but it's still, you know, when Michael's around, and that's the way it is with Tiger.
Oh, you know when Michael's around. Yeah, I bet. Everything sort of starts buzzing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. I saw your tweet. Phil Mickelson has applied for a release to play in the first LIV golf event to be held in London in early June. Manager Steve Loy also confirmed he's registered for the PGA and U.S. Open. But, as you said, is most important maybe, no playing decisions have been made yet. So,
Yeah. I mean, if they have, they haven't been shared with the public, that's for sure. The registration dates for the U.S. Open and the PGA Championship, and even if you're the defending champion, as Phil's in the PGA, you still have to register. Those were coming up. So I think those are largely clerical things. And, you know, is he going to play one or both of those? I don't know. He's given us no indication. And then the LIV Golf thing, the first one in London, you know, we've had so many variations and iterations of what this is going to be. It was going to start in March. It was going to be bigger than it is. Anyway, well, we're here to the point now they're going to play the first one in London. And Mickelson's one of several players who have applied for a release, a waiver to go play over there, which is standard operating procedure for players who want to go play in a different event other than a tour event. Where it gets interesting, and I suspect the tour will probably allow players to go do this, but then after that, the LIV Golf Invitational Series comes to the United States. They go to Oregon, and the tour does not allow waivers to play different events in the United States. So none of the tour guys are going to be allowed there. Now, if somebody challenges them, says, well, I'm going to go play anyway, that's where sort of the rub of this thing has been building for a while. Can the tour suspend or ban players if they do this? The tour says they can. Greg Norman's group says they can't. We may be getting closer to finding out, but the LIV Golf thing, it's been, the money's still there, but the star quality has been toned down a good bit right now until I think they want to see it up and running, and maybe guys start coming over next year, but remains to be seen.
Yeah. So it's no longer, show me the money doesn't apply here. The money's there.
Yes, there's no shortage of money there.
Right. But it's show me the quality of what you're doing. Show me, that we can do it, that this isn't going to hamper. A lot of guys, Colin Morikawa, for instance, he said, I'm not playing. I want to play the PGA Tour because I want to make history.
Well, I think there's a lot to that. I mean, Webb Simpson said it a year ago when this thing started. Bubba says, do you want to play for money or do you want to play for history? And the reality is so many of the tour players have a gracious plenty of money. That doesn't mean they can't use more, but I think the PGA Tour is already taking steps to add money, especially for the top-level players, whether it's that player impact program that drew all the attention that Tiger Woods won. An $8 million bonus. Tiger's probably already won it again for this year, given his appearance at Augusta. There's other things that are coming down the pike. They're working on redoing the fall schedule in a couple years, trying to create a big three-event international series with giant money, very limited field for the top players, guaranteed, no cut, so you'd make a lot of money. And, there's a lot of changes afoot. I think that it may take a little while for them to all be implemented, but I think the tour is reacting to some of this and trying to give the players more access to more money. And then I'm not smart enough to understand what NFTs are, but apparently you can make a lot of money with your digital image and all that, and now players are going to have access to that too. So I'll let them figure all that out. I'm still somebody who, I don't deal in crypto. I have a checkbook still and try to write it down and keep it generally close to where it's supposed to be.
The bottom, I love what you said about, crypto. Checkbook, debit card, stick it in, takes care of it. Just make sure what your balance is, right? but this money... Did you hear I know you're, every time you said money, give them more money, give them more money, give them more money. That 124, those top players, is it the top 10? Is it the top 20? They're making so much money.
They are making a lot, but then you look at what this LIV Golf is talking about, and their finale event scheduled for Trump Doral is going to be, I think, a 12-two-man team event, just like 24 players. The winning team gets $16 million, so you split $8 million. I mean, that's a lot of money. That turns some heads, I think.
Yeah, that is a lot of money, and I just, wow. Such disparities.
Yeah.
We're hoping to get, $12 minimum wage, and then there's a different level going on.
Yes, it's it's a very different level. I mean, it might be Daniel Tucker money. I don't know, but it's...
good one. So they're going to be able to play in faraway countries, but the push comes to shove is going to happen when they start playing here in the States. So first they register, and then the field is determined by various criteria after the...
Yes.
What is all that?
Well, I think they're anticipating they're going to have many more players who want to play versus spots in the field. And I think they're limiting the tournaments to 48 players. They're going to do shotgun starts, 54 holes. Everybody plays at one time with the team concept in there. And I think there's just various levels, you know, a hierarchy.
You know,
like just because Robert Garrigus just named that out as the first one who said he had applied for a waiver, he may not be qualified to get into one of those spots. I've read the generalities of it, but, you know, they're going to hold some spots for Asian Tour players and for this and that and all this. So, obviously, they want the better the player, the more likely they are to get in, the more accomplished the player. But, you know, they've gone out to try to recruit some of these top amateurs. Now that you can, the USGA and RNA have adopted sort of the name, image, and likeness thing and let amateurs take some money there.
I think they're,
you know, not so subtly recruiting these players for the long term. So we'll see where it goes. It's not exactly what they were talking about 6 months ago, but it's something.
Yeah, it's a start. And we'll see where it goes from there. Always a pleasure talking with you. Ron Green Jr. is award-winning golf journalist, and he writes for Global Golf Post. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks. Have a nice day. Talk to you later.
You too. Aloha. We'll talk soon. All right. Congratulations, Sandy Iona. Sandy, I'm sorry. I'm so excited for you. Going to Poipu, having a wonderful time, and, you know, whenever you want. And happy Mother's Day. That's wonderful. We need to thank all the people who make the show possible. I never did the weather forecast. I feel like I've let you down somehow. It's going to be mostly cloudy, scattered showers, windward and Mauka. It was raining in the valleys, you know, so windward and Mauka in the valleys here on the town side. A few showers leeward, mostly in the valleys. High today, 86. Okay. The trade winds, fortunately, 15 to 25 miles per hour. So as you're figuring out the shot, you know, just know it's going to be blowing just a little bit. And there's some fun going on at Poipu Bay today. Young Su Hajoy Party is going out, as well as the Leo Bonneau group. They haven't been playing as a group in a while. So congratulations to all of you folks going out. May you hit the sweet spot every time. There's a 9:50 and an 11:20 there. At Volcano, there's a 9:36 and a 10:22. And at Royal Hawaiian Country Club, there's a 9:10 and an 11:08. And at Makaha East, the Veterans Golf Association, they're going out. And so are the Happy Hookers. And I haven't had the Happy Hookers on my show in so long. It's so good to have you back. You know, I'm glad you're happy when you hook the ball. Bayview has a 10:20. Maui Nui has a 9:44. Wailea has a 10:30. I'll make that a 12:30. Wailea Blue Course. Emerald has a 10:20. And the Gold Course, a 9:30. So it's always great having you with us in the clubhouse. Thank you so much to Poipu Bay for providing us with the great gift certificates, and to Aloha Power Equipment. And they've got a great deal for you. Honda 21-inch push mowers, super sale, $100 off at Aloha Power Equipment Superstore. That's right next to Costco, Evilay gas station. The Honda mower is just $499. And they're going to throw in the free extended warranty. That's a $200 savings. And plus, they've got the Honda generators and the blowers, the weed whackers and the mowers, riding or robotic, and all the supplies that you might need. That's Aloha Power Equipment, Evilay, and Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. That's Aloha Power Equipment. MD Restoration, for flood or fire disasters. As they mentioned, they are licensed contractors. So when you need help, when it's happening right now, you need help, MD Restoration is on it anytime, day or night, right away. If disaster strikes your home or office, just call MD Restoration, because not only will they mitigate that situation, as licensed contractors, they'll go and do your cleanup and your restoration and the repair. It's 528-3434. And we are so honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2022.